greatest city in the world.
This is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up, Newcastle's best. Live and free, Triple M's, Tanya and Steve.
Hello, happy Friday.
Nikki was going crooked because I was talking during the intro.
Yeah. I don't know how many years you've been doing this for. Red light means stop talking.
Red light means I start. I'm sorry, Nick. I completely operate on a red light. Wait a minute. I do it at home too. Until the red light comes on, I say nothing.
Traffic okay. Lights even?
Huh?
Traffic lights?
Start talking. Here we go.
I know. It's credit card roulette.
Yep. Mm.
So,
if you're new to the show,
yeah.
Here we go.
Our three credit cards.
Yep.
Apart from me, P. Nikki's, because she can't afford it.
No, that's right.
Go into the hat. We give it a scunch around. Steve, you go straight in. You go straight out.
Now, remember, I'm the biggest loser in the world. Very, very unlucky. Missed two, though, haven't I?
Yeah, which I've gotten two.
Yeah,
that's why we're changing barrel girls today.
Okay, the point is, Tanya hasn't had one, have
no,
you?
No, I'm holding it.
Oh,
you, just,
you?
You just dive your hand in. Look. What's wrong?
All right, Steve's hands in the hat. I've got two cards.
I'm feeling them. That's not what I do. You felt that.
Mine.
Oh, Stephen.
I drew out my own card.
Well, that's karma, because I can see you were trying to feel them.
Tanya, admit, sometimes I have been known to be blind, but I don't read Braille. Okay, did you hear that? He was feeling them. That's right, I was feeling for the names on the card.
517 Stephen Gray.
Not real good at Braille.
I can tell which is mine.
No, I bet you can, yeah, because it's got more numbers than ours. And, there you go. I'll be buying coffee this morning, everybody. I even draw out my own card.
And you know what? He hasn't had a good morning.
No,
he came in drinking off milk.
Off milk. No, I wasn't drinking it.
Oh, were you?
No, I was trying to get it to the sink to clean it, but it spilt. And then my dog was throwing up at 4, and now I've lost credit card roulette. It is ratings day today. Prepare to plummet, everyone.
Well, three bad things have already happened. Yeah. Baxter.
Yeah.
Credit card roulette. Spilling the coffee.
Yeah.
Thanks, T. I caught that. And you just threw my credit card across the desk.
Anyway. Are you guys convinced now?
Yep.
I kissed you for good luck even out the front.
Well, that bloody didn't work.
Oh, no.
Did you really?
Yeah.
She did.
Kissed his. Have a look on Instagram.
You look on Instagram, mate. She kissed my photo in the foyer.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you know what was really embarrassing, though? I thought someone was coming in the other door. I nearly died. They would have probably carted me away.
What's more embarrassing, is I do that every morning, too.
Kiss your poster.
Kiss my photo.
We're underway for a Friday.
Oh, do we have to, right? What else is going to happen?
It's Tanya and Steve.
Turn the red light off and I'll stop talking.
Triple M. Okay, red light's going off now.
I'm a bit confused about this Friends reunion because
right.
I saw an interview yesterday with Phoebe, in the actress Phoebe, and she said it's just a get-together, not a show.
Well.
I get, but maybe they could be throwing furfies.
In the words of Janice. I don't want to hear those words, just to get together. I want a full-blown show.
How long have you been working with Rising?
About 7 years too long right now.
Tell you what, the art of this show is timing. Look, I did. I was really curious, and I think she might be throwing furfies.
Right, well, I'm
because
just
the whole Friends reunion, a lot of people have been talking about it for a while now, haven't they?
Yeah. You can play your music now, Rise.
You want the music now?
Yeah. Well, it's Jennifer Aniston put on saying that the Friends reunion premieres the May 27 on HBO,
okay.
Which is over there. We might see it here on Fox/Binge or even Apple because she's got a deal there. But when she says premieres, I don't know, premieres to me sounds like there's an ongoing thing.
Exactly.
If it was a one-off, surely it should be will show or will be screened.
And that's why I think they might be getting, furfies thrown around just to sort of get interest.
Yeah. Well, she put a gorgeous video of them walking in slow-mo to the slowed-down theme, which is really
beautiful. Yeah,
Very nostalgic. Yeah. Like, good feeling about it.
The only other thing I've seen recently on it was Chandler, again. I always forget their real names.
But, Perry.
Thank you. Lost a stack of weight because he had a lot of issues over the last year. He's lost a stack of weight, so it's, to get on the reunion again.
Lovely.
So, who knows?
Mm. Well, do you want to just, oh my God, it again, just for the hell of it?
Oh my God!
Janet. That's Matthew's girlfriend.
Yeah.
So what we thought we'd do today is one of these.
The list. Which one do you want to bring back if there was anything that you watched? Can we say dead or alive? Because there's a lot of ones you might have watched.
Any TV show, sitcom or...
Absolutely. We want to see, want to hear from you. Which TV show do you want them to do a reunion special for?
133353. Give us a call. Tell Tanya and Steve the show that you want brought back and you'll go in the draw for that amazing trip to Cairns.
I'd love to see Cheers. Because think about it. Kirstie Alley. Right.
Ted Danson
and Woody Harrelson are all still firing, doing.
So is Kramer.
And.
Not Kramer. What's his name?
Don't remember.
The doctor.
Oh, Fraser.
Fraser.
I'm thinking, God, I didn't know Kramer was in Cheers. Hey, it was a bar. A lot of people came and go.
Drew.
Fraser. So, yeah, you did right. I think that would be really cool.
Yeah.
Because they're all still really in the biz a bit.
Totally.
And we've seen them enough not to be too shocked by their age.
Yeah.
And Woody Harrelson, I mean, he's right up there still, isn't he?
I would just hate if that beautiful old bar got a modern-day makeover.
Oh, exactly.
And suddenly we're going to push all the kids out the way to get to the bar.
Oh, actually, you know what? That's not a bad storyline.
Exactly.
That's a really good storyline, isn't it? When they all come downstairs, they look in the window and go, nah, I'm not going to there.
It's too packed. Hey, we've got Jane from Hawksnest who's giving us a buzz.
Hey, Jane, which TV show do you want to see them do a reunion for?
Morning, guys. I would love to see Seinfeld come back.
Where are they now? Absolutely. Are they out of jail?
I can sneakily say to you, Jane, if you just want to get on YouTube, push Curb Your Enthusiasm, they did have a reunion of Seinfeld on that show.
Did they really?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. So it's interesting. It's about 2 years ago, and it was the whole cast, same set, just Curb Your Enthusiasm, Larry David's show that I adore, but it was really interesting. That was the only way Jerry would do a reunion.
Yeah.
Cool.
Within a show,
yeah.
It was very cool.
Thanks, Jane. What about Brad's at Cessnock? Which show do you want to see a reunion for?
Kingswood Country.
Oh. Yeah, that'd
go well these days.
Oh, wouldn't it, Brad? Hey.
Love it.
Was it a bit not PC?
At all.
Really?
It was that, I can't even think of something I can give you an idea of.
Is that the money on the fridge, though, one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's all right, is it?
Oh, my God, Tanya.
No. I don't really know it, to be very honest with you. I just know money on the fridge.
No, I only know of watching it again over the time. Nah, I don't think there's too much you can get on there, because Ted Bullpit, that was his name. He was a dad from the 70s.
Rightio. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good suggestion.
wasn't a fan of foreigners.
Okay.
Oh, here's one that I would love to see. Damien, what's yours?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yes. Where's Buffy at
awesome
now?
Awesome show.
Yes.
Awesome show.
Was.
I've just finished rewatching it all on Stan. It's fantastic. It's aged really, really well.
Oh, good.
That's interesting. I like hearing that. Sometimes does it age?
Yeah. What was the spin-off? Was it Angel?
Yeah.
Angel, yeah.
Yes.
Was that any good?
Too. I loved it.
Yeah. Angel was awesome as well, yeah.
The most important thing here is that she played Daphne in the Scooby-Doo movie.
True.
Kylie, which one?
Melrose Place.
Stop it. That was fabulous.
Love that.
Isn't there a fair few cast members from Melrose Place went into Desperate Housewives?
One did.
Oh.
The redhead.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, and it's funny you say that, because that was going to be my suggestion. Desperate Housewives.
Oh, really?
I want to see all the girls back together.
I must admit, the first year I got right into that.
Yeah.
Kind of waned off a little bit, but I did the first year. I definitely did.
Yeah. Well, she was the crazy redhead in Desperate.
Yes.
In Melrose.
Mm-hmm. And the crazy redhead in Desperate.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Michelle at Maitland.
Good morning. Tim the Tool Man from Home Improvement.
Oh, of course.
Yes. I didn't watch it much, but I always remember.
What was the neighbour?
That was very big.
It was huge. What was the neighbour's name?
Oh.
Come on, Michelle. He stood at the fence talking
only saw
to the
his hat.
Hat.
Yeah, never saw his face.
Oh. I don't know.
No, I don't either. I can't remember.
Oh, no,
I can't remember all that.
I'm going to throw out Wilson.
I think it might have been Wilson.
Yes. It was.
Well done.
And Al was his mate, Al Fallon.
Yeah, and they had a terrible falling out, apparently.
Did they?
They didn't talk.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Mm.
Anyway,
Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks, Michelle.
Everyone who just called in, everyone who we spoke to, in the draw for our trip to Cairns, plus accommodation for two people, thanks to Newcastle Airport, Newcastle to Cairns. It's good to go. You can book now.
One more. Married with children.
Oh, please.
Is Kelly still a tart?
Oh.
is she a 50-year-old tart?
I just want to see how high the wife's hair is now.
Yeah.
But because he's now in, of course, Ted Bundy's now in Modern Family.
Modern Family. True. She was the mother in, what's our show, Rise, with the motorbikes?
Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah,
and she was excellent
she was
in
fabulous.
That. She was excellent.
Kelly's gone on to huge big things. And the son?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't know about the son.
No, that's what I mean.
Was Kelly's got a good song. Applegate?
Yeah, she's got that great show about the dead husbands.
Yes.
Yeah. You, we're still on air, you two. This is what I listen to. I've never met two people that watch more TV than these two people.
Is it Dead to Me or something?
Dead to Me.
It freaks me out. I reckon you guys must have a body stain around your couch.
Well, anyway, the good news about all that, none of those are happening, but the Friends definitely is.
Friends? Well, we're still not sure. I honestly never thought we'd get this desperate.
We are. Same. Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Fair enough. I'm on board.
JR left his magic wand behind.
He did.
So there you go. And look what appeared. It's Mitchell Coombs.
Hello. Surprise.
You're not fooling anyone. You're under the desk.
I have brought my psychic toolbox here. What am I up to? You guys have called me at the ninth hour.
It's ratings day today for radio. We haven't had a rating in pre-COVID times.
Yeah.
Yes, of course, then we were number one by a bucket load.
Yeah.
However, but things have changed.
Things have changed a lot. We've changed the music here on Triple M. We've changed a lot of things, so we're a bit nervous.
Oh, you and I stopped trying. Risey, an absolute joke.
Given up.
EP Nikki turns up when she feels like
exactly.
it. We've gone to crap.
So basically,
you come to me and you say, Mitchell, save us.
Help.
We did. We need help to maintain our number one spot. Did we leave it a bit late?
Well, I was going to say, it's like you left it like, I don't know how many months ahead they do this. Is it 9 months too late or something?
It's like 5 months.
Well,
worth
yeah, because see, yeah. We can't, you know, space clearing, we're burning sage, we're going to do cleansing. You know, it can't change the outcome of what's already been decided.
Uh-oh.
But of course, it doesn't go to waste because it creates a positive energy and it will pave the way forward for the next lot of ratings.
Okay.
You're setting us up for failure there, right?
But I think you need to be quietly confident.
Hello, Mitchell. I'm sorry, mate. In media, that's not going to work because if they're really bad today, we won't be around for the next month.
We won't even be around Monday.
We're going to put out our intentions. We're going to do positive thinking.
Radio.
And we are going to send our prayers and our intentions and our thoughts out to the universe. We're going to ask everybody, angels, spirit, the universe, we're going to call in all the powers that be to help us.
Good, because I've got two mortgages and a kid to feed.
So what have we got? You've given me this gorgeous little belly thing.
Yeah, so you have what's called a harmony bell. And a harmony bell is something we can use to put our intentions and our prayers into. And as you shake it around and it has that very delicate sound, it's putting that intention out into the universe.
Steve,
so it's something that you know.
Let's do our intentions.
Okay.
Mm.
Oh, okay. Maybe all Tanya. I've got a girlfriend now.
What we're going to do is I have here white
sage.
Left
that too late too.
I have here white sage.
Yeah,
that's a big joint.
It does look a little bit suspicious.
Like
I will give you
joint.
That, Steve. But it's basically for those of you needing a visual. It basically is a whole heap of white sage leaves that have been bound together into a bundle.
Right.
And we're going to burn that. And the sacred smoke of sage. It's an ancient ceremony. It's been used for hundreds of thousands of years to cleanse negativity.
Well,
so
let's do it.
We're going to cleanse with smoke. It's called smudging. So we're going to cleanse with that. And
Mitchell,
what you're going to do, you've got a feather.
Mitchell, call it what you like. It's something Snoop Dogg would have.
That's a big blunt if you ask me as well, yeah.
I secretly think you've been trying to put that in your pocket. Give it back here.
So I got a feather.
You've got a feather. And I know the feather is actually a symbol of strength and power.
Mm.
But you're all going to do this. You're going to waft the sage smoke as I get it to burn.
Right.
You're going to waft the sage smoke into the four corners of the studio.
Yeah,
right. So away from the smoke detectors, please.
Yeah.
Oh, it's lit.
Oh, yeah. So
now
a little bit of sage smoke going here.
Oh, okay. Waft.
So, waft
so I'm wafting.
Into the four corners.
In the four corners.
One, there we go.
Two,
wafting away.
Over here, three.
Wow.
In this corner over here. Four. That's it.
I absolutely feel like I've joined a cult.
In the four corners of your hand. There we go.
I've joined
three.
A cult. And they are.
We're just going to cleanse here.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Okay.
It's very strong.
I'm now going to say, I now clear all negative energies and blocks that do not serve your highest good. May the sage of smoke clear away all negativity and fear. Only good shall enter here.
Okay.
Thanks, Mitchell.
And it is done.
Now we better put that out before the building gets evacuated.
Last time I burnt sage in a studio, I did set off the fire alarm. Uh-oh. So, you know. And then we've got a little mist here, so we're going to spritz this around.
Just get that around. Get around the mist.
So...
Okay.
And this is a chakra clearing balance spray by Robert Reeves, and it's a beautiful spray because it helps to cleanse negativity.
Love that.
That's it. So moving right, look at you getting into the action, right?
No, he's just trying to stop the sprinklers from going off.
And so now, Tanya, you're going to rung that bell, ring it one more time, and think positive thoughts, think good ratings, think success.
Number one, because it is yours. Number one.
Thanks, Mitchell.
And that's your little blessing. So it's wonderful. You know, you should always cleanse to prepare for good things. You know, you can cleanse to clear your home from negativity. Mm. If there's been an argument, a disagreement, there's been a stress, an illness, a death, a sickness, you always need to cleanse the energy because otherwise the energy can build up and create blocks.
Okay.
So let me just say this once again. My little disclaimer is it's not my fault. You called me a little late. Mm.
That doesn't bode well, does it?
No, not
but
really.
I have to say, you know, I felt my spirit guide tap me on the shoulder, and I have a very, very good feeling.
Okay.
Thanks,
I feel
Mitchell.
You should have a big smile on your faces today, and I hope I get invited to that celebratory lunch.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you, Mitchell.
Thank you,
good luck, guys.
Because I actually thought the pinnacle of my career was watching Tanya play the recorder, and now me waving a turkey feather at a burnt lit joint has overdone that. May we all be number one.
Well...
And if we're not, just find someone else to blame. Mitchell!
I actually enjoy it. It reminds me of my Catholic upbringing, all the bells and the smells.
Well, it's everything, you know, smells, bells, sounds is all used for cleansing and purification spiritually. Mm. And so that's why we have them. And I'm going to give that little harmony ball to you, Tanya.
You're going to keep that because this can be
the team's positivity ball. This is what you put your thoughts, your wishes, your hopes into, and you shake it all around the place because the idea is as you shake it around, you are spreading that energy.
Steve?
Everywhere.
Mm. Put it down.
No, well, it's funny how that reminds you of your Catholic upbringing. And this giant joint reminds me of that.
You can have the sage smudge then, Stephen. You can keep that.
Imagine how popular I'll be at the survey party.
Thank you, Mitchell.
Thanks, guys.
Mitchell.
Good luck.
MitchellCoombs.com. Check him out if you want to get in contact with Mitchell Coombs. This is Tanya and Steve at Triple M.
Tanya and Steve have got the good, good, good news.
All right, let's get it rolling with Nick from Singleton. You've already got some pies, Nick.
Excellent. I can't wait.
What's your good news?
Well, I've actually got the day off. Heading out fishing with a mate of mine I've known for 30 years. Then we're going to do some old school style fishing.
Oh, that's good. Good news.
That has made me happy.
Yes.
Good gear.
Miller's Pies for you, Nick. Enjoy.
Excellent. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Hey, T, want to come fishing with me this weekend?
I'm good.
Hi, Jody.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Jody. What's your good news?
Well, my husband and I, this isn't the good news. My husband and I became empty nesters this year, depending on who you ask. But our baby, who is at uni at Port Macquarie, is coming home for the weekend.
Yay! How exciting.
Now.
My heart is full.
Yeah.
Has the room changed at all?
No.
Oh, boy or girl?
Boy.
Oh, how exciting. What are you going to do together?
Oh, we've got my nephew's 18th this weekend, so he's come home to party.
How old is he now, Jody?
He's 19.
Okay. Can you tell me one thing that's on his wall in his bedroom?
There's a nice poster, a canvas that's just got a beach setting on it.
Oh, that's nice.
He was a poster boy.
Do you know what's on Lorke's room still?
Yeah, no, what?
Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Oh, there you nice.
Go. Yeah. Still loves him.
Jody, those pies are all yours for our good news.
Lee, what's your good news?
Good morning.
Hello.
I'm on my way home from work.
Yay.
Hey, that's good news.
Honestly, Lee, as we say, it could be the little, could be the big.
Yeah.
As long as it's good.
And have you got the weekend off?
Yes, but we've got to paint all weekend.
Oh, well, you need pies. Keep you going.
But I'm getting a new lounge, so that helps.
Oh, honestly, Lee, you've set us on an emotional roller coaster. Day off.
This
is painting. Let's get a new lounge.
Yay. Thanks, Lee. Enjoy the pies.
Thank you.
What about you, Mark? What's your good news?
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
And you?
Me and a few mates started a business last year, and it's grown to the point today's the end of my first week working full time.
Oh, yeah.
Yay. Those kids are working hard today, aren't they? Well done, Mark.
You know our next question, mate. What is the business?
The Office Jerks is what we're called. We make beef jerky.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
Yum.
It's not immediately what I thought of, because I love beef jerky. Great.
So what kind of flavours are you doing?
We do barbecue, teriyaki, garlic pepper, mild chilli and a hot chilli.
Wow.
Mark, I think you'll have to send at least 20 kilo in here to Triple M just so we can have a little taste test for you.
Mate, I'm happy to get you guys some samples.
You're a champion.
Where do you sell, Mark?
Online. Okay. Mostly.
What's the website?
www.theofficejerks.com.au.
The Office Jerks.
I love it.
Yes,
well,
so
good
do
luck
I.
to catches you guys.
The markets around Newcastle as well. We're at Spears Point on Sunday.
Good on
nice
you.
Nice one.
Nice.
Good stuff. Well done, Mark.
Pies for
so
you
thanks
too.
Thanks very much, guys.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Good on you, Mark. Good luck with the business.
You've got 15 minutes to get that here. Hello, Joe.
Good morning, guys.
Hi,
how are you?
Joe. What's your good news?
Well, my good news is that next weekend for my birthday, after 54 years, I'm going to be going out with my birth mother.
Oh, wow.
First time ever.
That's a biggie, mate. You'll be surprised too. How long have you known each other or regrouped, so to speak?
We've only met each other about a month ago.
Guarantee you, right, from being through the same experience, you'll drink the same drinks and you'll act just as stupid as each other when you're drunk.
Well, we've actually found out that we do like the same drink.
Amazing.
There you go. Same with Jill and I. We were the same. We like the same drinks and we behave similar when we've had a couple.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited. It's just beyond words.
That's
I can't
great.
Explain it.
Well, we're thinking of you. In fact, we'd love to talk to you after you do it to find out. Like Steve said, because I remember you saying how many similarities.
Yes.
Even little things like gestures, hands, that sort of
hand
stuff.
Hand gestures. And the great thing is too, with a couple of drinks, you're just a bit more open.
Yeah.
And and she'll tell you things that'll make you it'll be great. It'll be fantastic.
Wishing you all the best,
and emotional.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well,
so can't wait.
Where are you going?
Down Sydney.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. Well, best of luck.
Yeah. I just want you to narrow it down to that, Joe. It's a pretty big place, Sydney.
Well, I don't want to sort of be bombarded with stuff. But
that's
fine. That, it'd be good.
Yeah, well, and enjoy your pies.
Thank you, Tanya.
You're welcome.
Good on you, Joe.
Thank you.
Have a great time next week.
Wow, what a mixed bag that was.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Birth mothers, new businesses.
Or fishing.
Kids coming home, fishing, day off.
And I know, I get excited because I know what Jo's about to go through.
Yeah, of course.
And it's mind-blowing.
Mm.
You think of 50 years, she's just not known this person.
Amazing.
And then suddenly there's someone in front of her that's a bit of like an older mirror.
Thank God it's not too late. You know what I mean?
Exactly,
absolutely.
You know, because mum's obviously a little getting bit up there.
How are you going to track her down, my real dad?
Well, you won't let me, but I'm happy to.
No, I'm all right.
No, you won't let me. Mm. That's all right. You sure?
I have this sneaking suspicion she's met him, had beers with him.
And I'm just waiting for you to give me the green light to talk to you.
Yeah, no, you're waiting for that big rating bonanza. Like, I'm going to pull it on the show one day. Steve, look behind you.
Daniel and Steve.